In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I've prepared a humble activity for us this morning, if you would be so kind to indulge me. It's in two parts, so part one, here we go. Take a moment, if you will, to reflect upon your spiritual journey, upon the experiences in your life that have led you to the church. So please just take a moment to think about it. All right, part two. With this in mind, if you could compare your spiritual journey to someone in the Bible, who would it be? Are you a Peter? Are you a Paul? Are you a Mary Magdalene? A Jeremiah? A Jacob? Who are you? Now, some of us here may know exactly who we are. And for some of us, it may take a little time. And by the way, I'm looking forward, if you wish to share who you are, I'm eager to know after Mass. Well, what about me? Who am I? Well, I know exactly who I am. I'm Jonah. I'm Jonah. Why? Because when God called upon the prophet Jonah, Jonah fled. God said to Jonah, rise up, face eastward, go to the Assyrian city of Nineveh, and proclaim this message. So Jonah rose up, faced westward, and ran away. He goes to the city of Joppa, gets on a boat, tries to flee to the city of Tarshish, but God is persistent. God pursues Jonah, causes a tempest on the sea. Jonah is thrown overboard. He's swallowed by a great fish. The great fish spits him up after 3 days. And after all that ordeal, God approaches Jonah for a second time. Get up, go to Nineveh, proclaim this message to his people. And finally, Jonah agrees, reluctantly, and he departs on his mission. So why am I Jonah? Because Jonah fled from the Lord. And when I reflect upon my own spiritual journey, so did I. Many times. I cannot begin to tell you how many times in my young life I was called upon by God to join the community of believers and to serve the community as a priest. So many times. But whenever I felt that little tingle, every time I sensed the call, I said, I can't. I just can't do it. And it wasn't until I really became lost, when the trials of life made me face that call, that I said to the Lord, all right, let's do this. And the Lord led me to the church. But it was a long journey. And there was a lot of resistance. Now, I'll bet you that there are a few Jonas out there, but I'll also bet that there are a few Peters and a few Andrews out there as well. Folks who heard the call of God and followed immediately. Because according to Mark's Gospel, this is exactly how it happened. Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee. He sees Peter and Andrew fishing and says, follow me. And they follow him. And the same thing happens to James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Jesus calls them, and in a heartbeat, they're gone. They follow him. Without even asking him a single question, like, who are you? Why did they follow Jesus so quickly? Did they sense Jesus' power, his divine presence? St. Jerome remarked that it was Jesus' brilliant countenance that pulled them in like a magnet. Was this the reason? Or were these first disciples just spiritually ripe for the picking? We don't know. But the one thing that we do know is this. Jesus called them, and they answered. immediately. And yet, despite this radical obedience to the call, eventually, the disciples did, like Jonah, flee from the Lord. It was in the Garden of Gethsemane that Jesus said to the disciples, "You will all fall away." And they did. When Jesus was arrested, Mark's gospel says, all of them deserted him and fled. Understandably so, they didn't want to die. But the disciples promised Jesus that they would die with him, that they wouldn't abandon him. But they did. Now down the road, the disciples would honor that promise, but not on the night of the Passion. On the night of the Passion, they fell away. Like Jonah, they fled from the Lord. Our tradition teaches us that being a Christian is a calling. We are called by God to be disciples of Christ. Some of us answer the call immediately, like the first disciples did. And for some of us, it took a little bit of time. But regardless of our call narrative, of how we got here, the temptation to fall away from that call is always present. Because the Christian life is a demanding life. I have been told so many times that Christianity is like a security blanket, something that we cling to just to make life easier, to make it more palatable. But in many respects, I would argue that the Christian life is actually the opposite of a security blanket. Yes, we turn to God for comfort, for strength, for peace. We turn to the church as a refuge. But to be a Christian is not all rainbows and sunshine. It is a demanding life, a life of earnest moral and spiritual discernment. It is a life where we seriously examine our conscience, our intentions. As Christians, we can't just do whatever we want. We strive to live in a way, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to live a life that is pleasing to God. And on top of all that, we're also called to be missionaries to the world, to deliver the good news to the people. But in today's complex world, what does that mission even look like anymore? Have you ever tried to speak plainly to someone about Christian spirituality outside of the church? It's a risky business. Jesus never said that being a disciple would be easy. The call is inherently demanding. But over the past year, being a Christian has proven to be even more demanding. Our faith is being challenged by this pandemic. It is a time of trial. Many of us have lost our spiritual communities. Many of us have lost the sacraments. And as Anglo-Catholic Episcopalians, community and sacrament are central to our spirituality. These are the very things that energize and sustain discipleship. And I don't know about anyone else, but I'm sensing a kind of spiritual malaise in the church these days. And as the desert months of the early church warn us, when malaise sets in, that's when the faithful begin to fall away. But if there's one thing that we have learned from our lessons this morning, it is this. Our God is a persistent God. When we start to fall away, God pursues us. When Jonah fled from God, what happened? God went after him. And when the disciples fled from the Lord, what did Jesus do? He returned to them. And when they witnessed our resurrected Lord, they renewed their call to be disciples and apostles to the Lord once more. So whether you are a Peter, a Paul, a Mary, even a Jonah, the temptation to fall away is always there. But God is always there to catch us, if we allow God to catch us. And so I ask us, all of us, including myself, let us be careful not to be too drowsy in this night of spiritual malaise. To pray to God for strength as Jesus instructed his disciples to pray for strength in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let us be resilient. Let us renew our call every day. And at the rising of each sun, say, Lord, here I am.